Welcome, everyone, to the Movie Criticism for the Retarded podcast. This is the initial podcast for our website, which you can find at www.fortheretarded.com. My name is Noel Wood. I am here today with Terry Baker.
What's up?
Bobby Jones.
Hey.
And Sarah Wardlaw Jones.
Hello.
And we have all contributed in some way, shape, or form to the Movie Criticism for the Retarded experience. Basically what we're going to do here today is we're going to give you a little bit of insight. I know a lot of you guys may have never even know that our website even existed. And so we're going to give you a little bit of insight on what the site is, a little history of it, and what we do. So basically, from the title, you can probably guess that some people might be offended by movie criticism for the retarded. But
we are retarded, so kiss our asses.
Basically, the concept, the principle is that we write movie reviews and we just discuss movies and other things in the pop culture. We don't always restrict ourselves just to film. Basically, in a way that you know, anybody can understand. You know, you have people like Roger Ebert who try to make themselves sound like really intelligent whenever they write their reviews.
And, but comes off like a retard, doesn't he?
Yeah, they kind of do. And you know, we're kind of the antithesis of that. Just want to, you know, write something that just anybody can enjoy. And put a little humor in there, but really for the most part, it's just we kind of dumb it down a little bit for everybody and just kind of have fun with everything. So, yeah. And as you can imagine, like I said, we have gotten a little bit of flack for the name of the website. Some people just can't get over the fact that we use the word retarded.
Mostly those are people who write X-Files erotic fan fiction.
That's right. I have somebody who wrote me a very nasty letter telling me that they didn't like the name of my website. And when I researched this particular sender, they did write X-Files erotic fan fiction. And I think the most disturbing part of the whole situation was the fact that on the website they had photoshopped images of like dudes with very, very large genitalia exposed, and Agent Skinner's head up on top.
That is hot. How was her writing aside from that, though? Aside from being X-Files erotic fanfic, was she a good writer?
Do you think that I really actually read anything?
I would have. Why'd you send it to me, man? Seriously. I dig
that
stuff.
I will send it to you if you are really interested and you can critique it. And I don't know, maybe I'll even let you review it for the website.
It's out there. The truth is out there, man.
You'd have a whole section on erotic fanfiction.
There you go. It's out there. It's a viable medium, I guess, now. So, who knows?
Define viable.
No, I was just thinking that if she's actually a good writer, we can probably get her on the side as a contributing, contributing writer.
Somehow that's true.
I think that she'd want to participate.
Somehow I think she could suck my balls.
Well, that's an option, too, I guess. A little history of the site. We actually started, three of us that were in here worked together in a video store along with a guy by the name of Chad, who is also one of the contributors of the site. And this was about a decade ago. We started out in suburban Atlanta, Georgia. Movie Time was the name of the store, and it was a tiny little place that, little small town mom and pop thing. And it was a lot of fun, and we didn't do a lot of work, and we didn't get paid shit, but we did get a lot of free time to write little things about movies. And Bobby is actually the guy who's responsible for movie criticism for The Retarded. He
Yay.
Wrote a review of Citizen Kane, which was lost many years ago, but it was like three words, and it was basically about how, you know, all he was a fat guy with a sled. And he called it Movie Criticism for The Retarded. We thought it was really funny, and it's paraphrased. It's not the original text because that was lost years ago, but it's actually a paraphrase on the website, and you can actually find that review archived on our website.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah. Well, there's a few things that kind of got lost.
It's like ancient scrolls now.
Yeah. It really is.
Lost from memories and to the ancients.
I do still have some of the Dead Sea Scrolls, as I like to call them, which are the old text that we basically printed off of those word processing machines we had at the video store.
Yeah, those were awesome.
But I decided to put it online after the store shut down. We shut down in 1998, and I threw it up on the web. And you know, first I was using free hosts like GeoCities and some of the smaller ones like that. I used one called Homestead for a few years, and actually had the site on that until 2002. And I updated it sporadically. Occasionally, somebody else would write something, but it was really like once every 3 months you might see an update to the site, and it just was out there. And then in 2002, I started kind of getting a little bit more into it, and I was working at a desk job at the time and had a lot of free time. And
more than you did at Movie Time?
Actually, I went an entire month where we didn't have access to the server that we needed to get into to do our job. So basically they said, here, surf the web for a month and we'll pay you. So we did, and I decided to start writing again, and threw it up on a real host and reserved the domain name for theretarded.com back in late 2002, and it's been on the web ever since in a few different forms. And we've since then, you know, it was real low tech at one time, and we've kind of kind of gone with the flow and put a few more features on it, and you know, we've got a lot of different contributors. 10 different contributors have written stuff for the site at this point. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been an experience, and it's something that I've never really wanted to make money off of. I've never really wanted to.
Well, could you really probably for this?
You know, I could probably at least break even if I wanted to, but you know, the cost of hosting is minimal, and the cost of having a domain is minimal, and you know, I buy a few ads every now and then, but that's really about it. I don't spend a lot of money, and I don't make any. So
after years of doing absolutely very little with the thing, now we're going podcast and trying to get with the new age here.
That's right. One of the new features on the website is going to be this podcast, and this is, as you're hearing, the initial broadcast, or podcast, if you want to call it that, for Movie Criticism for the Retarded. And you know, because we don't really have anything but introductions right now, we're just kind of flying off the handle and, you know, shooting from the hip here, shooting the shit with you.
Next step, Hollywood.
That's right. We actually do have a guy that's in Hollywood, Chad, who we mentioned, worked with us at the video store, and he is actually out in L.A., writing screenplays. He's actually got a feature film coming out later this year.
Dakota Sky.
Dakota Sky is the name of it. So
he's living the cream dream.
That's right.
And he probably hates us talking about this stuff, too, because now that he's in the biz and has to work with all these people that we've been making fun of, and more than likely calling them douchebags and idiots and fucktards and all that.
Dude, he'd be doing the same thing if he was here.
I know. No, he wouldn't. He's like, no, I got to see those guys, man. I got to talk to them.
We basically just have to keep reminding everybody that, you know, we knew him before he was anybody. That way that he has no way to abandon us when he actually gets rich and famous.
Exactly. Guy used to wear an Eeyore hat every day. Just remember that.
and a shirt with Animal from the Muppets. And it was like really like the most heinous Muppets t-shirt I've ever seen in my life.
But enough about making fun of Chad, because he's all cool now and cool
in the
house, obviously.
Chad. All the ladies love Chad.
We're sitting here making a podcast, and he gets to hang out on a soundstage right now working on the audio editing of his
new
film. I heard
on TV last night that Eeyore killed himself.
Did he?
The voice of Eeyore died a couple years ago.
No, I mean just Eeyore.
Just Eeyore in general? Goddamn. That sad donkey.
He's a very sad donkey.
Nothing worse than a sad donkey.
It's not surprising.
He saw it coming, though. He's always sad.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, so Movie Criticism for the Retarded is the website, www.fortheretarded.com. You can check us out on the web. We update regularly with reviews and other musings on movies. We do top 10 lists. We do poems about movies. It's a little of everything, and it's fun for everybody. And if you're offended by the name, get the fuck over it and just go to the site and go. And so, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much the introduction to our site, and we hope you check us out, and stay tuned, because there will be more podcasts coming up on the way.
Word.
ForTheRetarded.com.
Let's get retarded in here.
You guys are retarded.
Welcome to ForTheRetarded.com. Hi, cool Connor. Today's haiku, an ode to Chada Shanku, titled Eeyore's Lament.
Please be kind, rewind, put it in the bonus hole. Chad has a round head.
Hey, thank you for listening to ForTheRetarded.com Haiku Kana. Sayonara, bitches.
All right, welcome back to the Movie Criticism for the Retarded podcast. It's Noel here again, and I'm here with Terry.
TB in a place to be. What's up? I'm a G.
Bobby.
Yeah.
And Sarah.
Hey.
And we are going to give you a little bit more background on the site, and actually where we came from, our roots, where we from, if you will. That's the video store, Movie Time, Lilburn, Georgia. And it was a lot of fun we had there, and we have a lot of memories of the place. Would you guys say so? Agree?
I have some left, yeah. A couple. Yeah, but I haven't wasted yet.
A few that the drugs haven't completely erased from your head.
Exactly that, and the Scotch Garden and everything else I snuffed there.
Well, first, we have a caveat, because three of us worked in the video store that are sitting in this room right now, and that's myself and Terry and Bobby. And Sarah, well, she just hung around there a lot.
I was about to say, I was just a hanger-on.
Yeah. Of course, the wife of Bobby, who's one of our contributors here. And
video store groupies aren't that cool. Can I just tell you that? Hey. We just hang out there.
Fuck you.
But yeah, she got to experience it, you know, firsthand more than some of the people that actually really worked there.
Right?
That's right.
So you don't like hangers-on?
Not really, no.
All right. I'm not telling Beth that.
Like this won't be over. Broadcast? Come on.
So what? You started working there in 94, I guess.
Did I?
No, Bobby. Really.
I was going to say I didn't do that.
Bobby was the first.
Bobby was the first.
He was OG.
And he got me a job. And then I got Terry a job.
Yep.
And then we all kind of conspired to get Chad a job. And he was just this weird kid that worked next door at the grocery store.
He was a grocery bagger, wasn't he?
You probably couldn't get rid of him. You probably figured you'd rather hire him since he was there all the time, right?
Yeah. Well, he rented like 30 movies a week. He was there like every two. He made sure to reserve all the new releases every week. And he was in film school, and he was kind of a geek. And, you know, we liked him.
You know, that might have been why Movie Time closed, because without his actually paying for the videos, once you guys hired him, ultimate demise.
There was a lot more to do with it than that.
Yeah, there were a lot of factors involved, like the Blockbuster that opened across the street, and us finding all of our customers over there while we were doing scouting missions. They're like, oh, well, they have a better video game selection than you. And then
we'd just be like, all right, well, let's go back across the street and watch some porn.
But we were better at comedy. Come on.
That's right. We had that personal touch.
There's never a dull moment over there.
That mom and pop small touch, and you know, we didn't touch small people.
Well, yeah.
But
pops didn't touch small pops.
Mom and pops didn't touch.
I'd say
small
our
people.
Customer service was probably lacking, though.
Probably. Mostly on my end.
Only when Terry was working. Terry's answer to, "Hey Terry, will you clean the store tonight?" was what?
No.
Yeah.
Why? So, because I don't want to.
Yeah, so that was, unfortunately, the probably part of the demise of the store. No, you were gone.
That was the demise of the store. I left.
Terry was probably the only person in history to get fired from a Movie Time video.
I was just a casualty of that. They had to do something.
Yeah, well, there were other people that I really wished I could have fired, and one of them we got to quit. There was the one crazy girl that we hired that used to like. I don't know, sing really goofy songs while cleaning the walls.
That small girl?
The little small skinny girl.
Yeah.
Actually, come to think of it, since we are a movie criticism for the retarded and all ended up, you know, calling ourselves retarded at Movie Time, one of my things I hated the most was, I think it was a local school that had like a special ed class, and the mom and pop who owned it, or I guess she would co-opt out these retarded kids to come out and clean during the mornings, and it always seemed like the mornings I had to open.
Clean.
Remember that?
They didn't come in to clean. They came in to help us work, and I like them. I had fun with them.
No, every time they came in, they were like, "I like you. Be my friend."
Annoying. There was the one kid. I don't remember his name, but he had the really cool wheelchair, and he had like Smashing Pumpkin stickers all over his wheelchair, and we got him to. And there was one kid that had like a really bad like attitude problem, and you know. I don't know. He had like Asperger's or whatever that is. And
Asperger's?
Yeah. Asperger.
Does that come with cheese?
Asperger syndrome. And no, but I liked our special needs friends. And this is why I say that we do not wish anyone of mental or physical handicap any harm in our name, Movie Criticism for the Retarded.
Well, my granddad's retard, so that makes me like quarter retard.
No comment.
Quarter. Just a quarter? Is that it?
I didn't know that in your genealogy existed. Yeah, that did bug me. It seemed like whenever I got the mornings when they came in, I got like the worst of the bunch. Just speaking of retard, you know? It's like,
you got, yeah, the bad quadrant of retards.
Maybe that's because it's like karma getting back at me because I made fun of them so much. But, you know, when you're cleaning the windows with your tongue, not a good thing.
Your best friend in the video store was a boy with Down syndrome who came
WCW
in and talked to
WCW Super Bowl. It's
Chad?
The best video game ever.
Yeah. Yeah, there was also a theory that went on for a while that our own personal friend Chad Shonk was among the retarded. And
now he's our LA connection.
That's right. Now he's
just
our
to
way
show
in.
You how far retardation can go.
That's right.
Straight to Hollywood.
Straight to the top, baby.
It'll take you there.
I remember we had one employee who didn't know what Pulp Fiction was, and I wanted to fire her right away as soon as I found out that she didn't know what Pulp Fiction was. Like 3 months after the movie was in theaters.
Yeah, that was probably a good call.
Yeah.
That should have been an interview question.
Yeah. So are you familiar with the following films? If not, you are not eligible to work here. There was a kid.
That pretty much shows how elitist we were as mom and pop video store guys.
Way elitist.
Yeah. We didn't really get the final say, though. I mean, it was owned by the mom and pop, and they were a really weird family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to know what happened behind closed doors with those guys.
Incest.
Well, you know, some things are best left to the imagination.
Just throw that up, incest happened. I have pictures.
And they had that really crazy conversion van.
That's where the incest happened.
And you could always, like, it was like a looming thing when you saw that thing incest. Pulling up. You knew that there was going to be trouble on the horizon when that conversion van rolled up to the video store.
Because I was never doing anything.
Put away the video games and the porn. It's just time to actually pretend like you're working for a few minutes.
Or in my case, if the conversion van got there before you did to open the store up.
Whoops. Yeah, you got to get there on time. That's probably part of it. I used to take naps in the store. Like on the slow mornings.
I did.
All right.
I would actually like lay down on the floor in the back near the, there was a little bell that would ring when somebody would open one of the front doors. And I got it to where I would actually wake up whenever I'd hear that thing go off. And I'd like lay back there with like a bottle of Windex and some paper towels. So if it was the owner of the store that came in, I could stand up and just pretend like I was cleaning. That's awesome. I was cleaning the Thriller section.
I was getting some gum off the carpet, just laying on the floor.
I dropped my pen.
I just remember Movie Time being a party place, because after we closed, we could go in any time of the night we wanted and play video games or
have that's a party.
Party or
yeah, when I think party, I think
playing video games
or do whatever we want and have. It wasn't always just us. We had all our friends come over.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the cardboard quarters?
Cardboard what?
The cardboard quarters that we made to steal snacks out of the... out of the little vending machine. The half a quarter for like a handful of like M&Ms. We made cardboard quarters out of...
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Was that something we had in the store?
Yeah.
Out of the gumball machine.
Yeah, and they actually took it out of the store because they found all the cardboard quarters in there.
I think I vaguely remember that. That's a memory that had like completely escaped me.
I remember making those. I remember sitting up there because we were like, oh, I really want some M&Ms and I don't have a quarter.
Need some blanks.
I almost burned the store down one time right after I started there. I was closing one night and I was at the time... A smoker of cigarettes, and we used to smoke in there after hours because we didn't care.
That was back when you could smoke anywhere, though.
Well, we smoked in there during hours sometimes, but I was smoking a cigarette. Actually, when you're a smoker, you don't realize that it smells bad, so you just assume that no one else can smell it because you can't.
Yeah.
And I was like doing paperwork, and then I decided, well, I need to go and relieve myself in the restroom. So I put out my cigarette, and I threw what I thought was a like extinguished cigarette butt in the trash can. And I was in the back doing my business, reading, like, you know, a catalog from Baker & Taylor or whatever, like, distribution center we had at the time. And then the fire alarm starts going off. And I, you know, I'm freaked out because I've got my pants around my ankles.
Turtle head poking out.
I think the turtle head was out at that point, but I did have to clean myself up and then run to the front as the phone was ringing. And it was like the security system going, do you know the password to turn off the alarm? And I'm like, no, but I didn't mean to burn down the store.
And I haven't wiped yet.
Yeah, so.
I just shit myself again.
They shut it off, and then I fortunately had to work the next morning, so I got to air out the store. I brought in my ceiling fan, but like a little portable fan from home and set it up near the door and opened the doors like all day long.
Damn.
And then like about a month later, the owner was like, hey, Noel, don't burn down the store when you leave tonight. So,
what's one of your memories, Bobby? What do you have?
We recorded some music there.
Yeah, that's right. After hours, that's what we did.
Yeah, there's something else we did after hours.
We recorded music and made a couple of movies. Not in that way, but...
Like, yeah, we made a lot of movies.
Some of Chad's early student films were...
Yeah,
a lot of the time was just spent standing in front of the store smoking.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. We were our own Jay and Silent Bob in a weird way, and we worked there.
Yeah, and we had like these crazy customers that would come up and sometimes they would like want to get us high, and sometimes they'd invite us over to their house for parties. And
That big giant black dude with the bald head.
Yeah, no, he wasn't really big and giant. He was like about 5'6".
He was big,
but he was he was wider than he was.
I don't remember that.
Muscular.
Yeah, you do. He actually invited us over to his house one time, and I think we went, and we...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Did we? Did I
go? Kind of creepy. Yeah, you were there. Because he asked if you wanted to smoke some rope. I remember those words exactly.
Some thick rope.
Did I smoke
rope?
It?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
Not to incriminate yourself over, a public podcast here, but I think that that actually happened.
I have no recollection of being at that dude's house. Smoking
smoking no rope.
I don't even remember being at his house.
You're a rope smoker?
Yeah, there's a lot of memories that I think have been erased from my head. Like I said, I don't remember I didn't remember the cardboard quarters until now, but now that I think about it, man, that was stupid.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's a good idea.
It was good until we started abusing it.
It's always funny.
I think I remember that the guy
got fuck him if they can't adapt.
I can imagine so.
Because he lost a lot of money, and he ended up taking it out of the store completely.
I'm sure that we probably blamed the stupid kids that came into the store, but he probably knew it was us.
The stupid kids who came in with blank cardboard quarters.
Yeah.
Just to rip off for a handful of M&Ms.
Sure.
Not for us fucktards who were there 8 hours a day. Yeah, sure.
That place was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a rite of passage for us all.
ForTheRetarded.com.
ForTheRetarded.com.
Welcome to Movie Marriages, where we take two movies you've already seen.
We give them a shotgun wedding.
Coming soon to no theater near you.
In a dark, post-apocalyptic future, he was a Sandman.
It is my sworn duty to terminate the runners.
He enjoyed his job and made the most of his life. But what he hadn't counted on...
Oh no, my life clock is flashing!
...was being on the other side.
Bogus. We must reach San Dimas Sanctuary.
A sanctuary is but a myth.
Are you Rufus?
No. I am Box.
You, come back here. No, you don't have to die at 30. It is most heinous.
Coming soon to no theater near you. 10. Theodore. Logan. In Logan's Run.
Party on, runners.
And I think I remember you saying once, Noel, that if fortunes may have been different and none of us had lost that job, we'd still be there.
I think that I definitely would, because I I was making $7 an hour when I lost the job. Eventually what happened was basically a Blockbuster came in across the street, and our business took a sharp, sharp decline. And then like after that, we were in a shopping center with a grocery store, and it shut its doors. And that pretty much like sealed it for us.
That's your death knell. Your anchor goes away.
But after that, I had to like go out and try to find a new job. And I was making $7 an hour at the time that the store closed. And I thought that like, you know, I was 22 years old at the time, and I thought that I was like in like, you know, hog heaven with that money. And I'd probably still be there. Honestly, it's probably a good thing that it closed down, because I would be like 31, almost 32 years old right now, and still working at a video store going, "But I get free posters."
Hey, baby, you want a free movie? I'll bring it over and watch it with you.
I can rent for free whenever I want to.
We got a porn section, honey. Come on,
It was the adult section. Thank you very much.
Are you deaf? Come on, let's go.
Oh, that was the last dying call of movie time.
When you go porn?
Yeah.
Well, we always had porn, but it was like cable rated stuff.
Yeah, it was Shannon Tweed type shit.
Then all of a sudden he brings in Skinamax like porn. Real porn and sets Southern, up a real porn section.
Southern Fried Mamas with
a whole like room in the back.
With the mirror.
Yeah, with the mirror. And we still don't know. I don't know what that. There was like that old man that used to come in and like four times a day when you were working, he'd come in at like right when we opened at 10 o'clock. He'd be like the first guy in.
But they had certain days. It was like you could tell he didn't work on Tuesday mornings or something. It was always that same guy with the. He had a hat on that always said erection. You remember that? It was some kind of like construction hat.
All I know is that he
It had like a picture of a crane on it.
He looked like Mr. Anderson from Beavis and Butthead, and he kind of talked like him too.
Oh, that's a different guy I'm thinking of.
I'm thinking of a tall.
Actually, there was just
the tall old man.
I'm thinking of a short one with brown hair. But there's a certain theme with all guys, middle-aged guys who rent porn in the morning. They will never look you in the face when they're renting. They'll hand your card to you and they'll just stand at the counter. And you want to talk to them, and they will look away, and they'll never look you in the eye because they're renting for like hardcore porn. And it's just like it's the equivalent of the 18-year-old kid buying condoms. You guys ever notice that?
Yeah, but you know, occasionally you got like the younger guy that was like renting the porn. He wanted to talk to you about it.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, it was a rite of passage for him. Yeah.
There was the one guy that used to come in and rent porn all the time, but sometimes he came in with like his like retarded. I don't know if it was his sister or his wife or.
Oh.
You remember the guy I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, he came in with, and we wondered what her purpose was because he rented children's movies when he was with her, and she
Bring
was
out
like
the
40.
Gimp. That's what it was.
But you always have the younger guys who want to talk about the porn with you, and you're just like, okay, dude, just bring it back on time. That's all we ask. Or we're going to bill you.
We're going to call your parents.
You got a late movie.
We did that, though.
Backdoor invasions, I think it's called.
We got to call people when their movies were 3 days late. And one time I called somebody, and their kid had some adult film out for a good, like, week and a half. And she said, well, I don't remember him renting a movie. What movie was it? And I said, Well, are you sure you want me to tell you the title? Because I will. And she's like, well, we'll have a little talk with him about Jesus, and then we'll come up there and bring that movie back and pay the late fee.
Wow.
Beaver Reaver number two.
What would Jesus watch?
At one point, like, really the most erotic stuff we had in the store was the Shannon Tweed section. And then
Naked Eyes or
Shannon Naked Tweed. Eyes 1 through 7, starring Andrew Stevens. And there was Shannon Weary. What was the other girl's name? Tanya Roberts, back before she did the whole that 70s show thing.
We had Femalian.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
we had Femalian, the unrated version.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still have a copy of that in my DVD collection. I actually planned to review it for the site, and it just never happened.
Yeah,
I don't even
do
think I've ever watched it since I got the DVD.
Was there a porn film called Tranny and the T-Rex, or am I just going nuts?
Tranny and the T-Rex. No, there was a Denise Richards movie.
Tammy.
Called Tammy and the T-Rex.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Before Denise Richards was, big and rich and famous. And, marrying Charlie Sheen.
Being in a James Bond movie.
Yeah, she was. Christmas Jones. I think that was her name.
Verloren in der Übersetzung.
Perdu dans la traduction.
Perdido en la traducción.
Personilla traduzione.
Lost in translation.
Iconic movie scenes. For the language challenged, this week's scene is from Pulp Fiction, 1994, Quentin Tarantino.
Is Marcellus Wallace visible in some wind?
What?
From some country.
What?
Some I who am not heard the country? Do those speak some English?
What?
English, motherfucker. You speak that?
It is?
Then you have known I saying.
It is?
What kind of Marcellus Wallace's way, whether it is visible, describe?
What?
Speech for the second time, what? I do boldly. I redouble challenge, motherfucker. Speak some one goddamn time.
He is black?
Continue.
He has become bald.
Is he visible like the female dog?
What?
Is he visible like the female dog?
Calling obtaining.
Then like the female dog him, why Brett, which tries the fact that it has sexual intercourse.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
So, any other memories that anyone has? Goofy customers. But didn't some customer ask if you were gay, Terry?
Yeah. I had this old crazy lady who, I think she was probably about 65 years old, and used to wear this really bright red lipstick to the point where she would put it on, looking like a clown, on her lips, on her teeth, everything else. And she walked in one day and she goes, I see you have both ears pierced. Now, my nephew or whatever lives in San Francisco, and he says that if you have one, you're straight, but if the other, you're gay. Well, you have both. What does that mean?
Means I'm all of the above.
Means I want to take you back into the back room, lady.
That means I like 65-year-old ladies.
That means I'm going to mess that lipstick up some more, honey.
Yeah, that lady's probably dead.
I hope she is. I hope they buried her with that lipstick, too.
Just like the old dude that ran all the porn. I bet he's dead, too.
Yeah, probably. Good.
Probably, like, died lonely.
Jerking it.
Well, yeah, while enjoying a copy of like the latest Jenna Jameson movie or whatever we had back
then. To that porn thing, the worst part was they would rent like five at a time and come back and like an hour later. Ugh. And none of them would, they'd probably be like 5 minutes into the movie. They'd like get to one and go, nah, and not they'd never rewind.
They'd come in five times a day too, and like they'd trade out.
Yeah.
Like, they were wondering if they like we'd give them an hourly rate or something.
This one's broken. No, it's not. you should be broken by now. Why aren't you sore?
I had the woman that came in one time, and she rented what was that movie? The Postman, Il Postino,
mm-hmm.
And it like got delayed on video, and it was of course it had all this hype, it had all these Oscar nominations, and people wanted to see it. They didn't realize that of course it's in Italian, and so they'd rent it and they'd bring it home and they'd come back like 15 minutes later, despite the fact that it was in a section entitled Foreign. And it says in the box English with it would say like Italian with yellow English subtitles, and they come in and they're like, this stupid movie was in Spanish. I want my money back. No, sorry. You're going to have to learn to read, lady.
Jesus.
Actually, Bobby later in his career after Movie Time, one of my favorite customer stories was...
Oh, yeah, because I worked at Blockbuster.
Yeah,
he worked... after Movie Time.
Yeah, was the guy who came into the store... with he was looking for that movie.
I was working at... this is unrelated, but it's really funny because I was working at Blockbuster and the lady came in and asked me if we had Armageddon.
What?
Automatic Don?
Armageddon.
Armageddon. That's like Assassins.
You got Matator. Starring that James Bond dude.
The Matator. Armageddon.
Armageddon. Sorry,
it took me a second to figure out what you were referring to.
Oh, it took me a second too.
That's such a good story, though.
That was funny.
Yeah,
it sounds like a Transformer. I am Armageddon. You do not know me.
It's like a killer dinosaur movie. I am Armageddon.
On sci-fi.
You got aliens versus Armageddon. Predator.
To catch a predator.
To catch a predator.
You got that To Catch a Predator feature film? I'm really scared. Get caught.
So,
good time.
Terry also liked to torment Chad a lot while we were there.
Most of my pastimes in that store was to torment either customers or Chad, I think.
Customers were just too easy pickings.
Well, yeah, they were.
I was about to say,
limits.
So was Chad, though. Chad was such an easy target.
That's true. Yeah, one of my favorites, we were in a special on something that we had actually... we shelled out
it
for signage, I think, and it said something.
It was for kids' movies. It was kids rent free. Ask how, and ask how was written like it was a question. Ask how.
Ask how you rent? Okay.
Ask how.
So these little danglers. I said dangler.
Danglers.
Yeah,
ask how danglers.
These little dangler signs and everything were all over the store, and the whole ask how question mark I always thought was funny. Well, there's Chad, who was the newbie rookie in the time at the store, and when you wear an Eeyore hat and. A Winnie the Pooh shirt all the time. You're not really like the...
relentless.
You're not the kind of... Yeah, and Three Ninjas Kickback. Yeah. When you're wearing shirts like
and
that...
And your nickname's Meat.
Yeah. You're not really prone to getting lots of the hot chicks, I could say. Which... Well, never mind. But...
He got quite a... He got all the hot chicks.
Well, he started
became
off,
Captain Hollywood.
You gotta start somewhere. But at one point, he comes with us with this knowledge that he had obtained a girl of the opposite...
The
girl of the opposite,
girl
sex,
the opposite sex.
Which would be a man, wouldn't it? And again, given who it was.
Chad's surprise,
yeah,
he was dating
with a
transsexual.
Girlfriend. And of course, I'm just freaked out like, holy crap, the guy who wears an Eeyore hat and a...
he just will not let up on that.
And had a Chuck Norris shirt or something.
Pretty, an animal.
Animal shirt.
I think in Chad's defense, he never wore a Chuck Norris shirt.
If he did,
sure
I probably would have liked
taste
it better.
His was better than that.
It was It was that Three Ninjas shirt.
Three Ninjas Kickbacks, yeah. No, that was the sweatpants you wore.
Oh, all
right. Dude was a looker. Anyway, he comes with a girlfriend, and I have to post the entire store with these little post-its saying, Chad has a girlfriend, ask how, behind cases of videos to the point of I was going to customers out on the floor going, hey, see that guy up there with the Eeyore hat on? I'll give you a dollar if you go, hey, I heard you had a girlfriend. How? And I'd pay little kids like in candy or 50 cents or whatnot to go up and ask him. By the end of the night, that guy was so red in the face and hated me.
Oh, I bet he was pissed. Yeah.
Good times.
He was not a happy camper. I'm surprised that he's still friends with us.
Oh, what are you talking about?
After all that. Well, at least we're friends with Terry.
Yeah, he'll always be friends with Terry.
That's why he doesn't call me back.
Yeah. That's right. So
he's got to hang out with Rene Russo and people like that.
That's right. He's big time.
Yeah.
Big time meat.
Famous Hollywood people.
There was other little things. Like we had the drop box out front.
We had a bonus hole.
Yeah, the drop box out front that Bobby could actually fit in. And people try to drive up to the curbside service, he would reach out and snatch it out of their hand. That was always fun.
I can't believe you fit in that thing.
The bonus hole.
Yes. We closed it during the day because basically it was a night drop and we didn't have to want to go out every 10 minutes and return movies. So we would close it up. We had had a slot. The slot would just like close up, and then people would come up and they'd try to stick their movie in there and they couldn't figure out why. And they'd get out of the car and they'd walk around to the back and they'd look for like a bonus hole. And I always thought the bonus hole was the funniest concept.
Damn, girl, you got a bonus hole. Oh, God.
Oh, the memories.
Good times.
Good times. Good times. Anything else that really sticks out as being a funny memory from that place?
No, I think that's about it.
It sticks out. I mean, there's some things that could probably be incriminating as far as theft or concern of stealing lots of pumpkins from to the Publix next door and all that and hiding them.
It wasn't a Publix.
Oh, well, yeah. It was Bruno's.
But, was it Bruno's at that time? Yeah.
Yeah, Publix stealing across shit. The street.
I just remember one by one stealing pumpkins on one Halloween.
That was yeah. Fun. We probably, you know, there are probably some things we're not very proud of. I remember one time the guy that had left the store that didn't like me because he thought that I liked his girlfriend or something, the kid that worked there, stupid little kid. And he, like, came in and broke into the store one night after hours and tried to blame it on me.
He broke into Movie Time?
Yeah. Like, he had a key to the store and he, like, broke in the back door.
How did he get a key to the Movie Time?
He kept it.
Yeah, everybody had a key.
He didn't return it once he got fired.
Oh.
Yeah, we all had to have a key. That was part of the job. you worked by yourself.
No, I know. But still, it seems a little...
Yeah. It was bad.
So. Yeah, there was that.
That's
was...
why they're supposed to. You're supposed to take the keys from it.
Yeah, but you don't know if they made a duplicate now, do you?
Yeah, no, see, he I was thinking ahead.
Yes, I'm sure he had it out for you. No? He was devious.
Little bastard.
Little cherub-faced fuck.
All right.
Another thing, too, like watching... I remember watching porn. Like it was really empty. In the store.
Oh, all the time.
With
their
porn on. And the worst part was we had a video, the VCR was hooked up, and then it was hooked up to the stereo, which played over. So you could actually turn off the TV, and I would always forget that it was separate. So the audio was separate from the video. So I would turn the TV off, like thinking you can't see it. Meanwhile, you're still hearing all the porn audio playing over. They used to always bust me. People would walk in and make it, you know, through the front counter and go, hey, how you doing? And hear, I'm like, oh, crap. I'm sorry. This is National Geographic. Let me turn this off.
Those are elephants, for real.
Yeah. That's...
And he wonders why he got fired.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's some memories. You know, they happened. And I think we're all better
memories
for it.
Happen.
We're all better for it. And, of course, the best thing about all that was that it born this movie criticism for the retarded concept, which is why we're here today.
For better or worse.
That's right. Yeah. So, like I said, check out the website. It's www.fortheretarded.com. And lots of good stuff there. And it's always a lot of fun. And we'll see you next time on Movie Criticism for the Retarded podcast. Y'all have a good day.
Bye.
Have a good time.
Bye. Let's get retarded in here. Let's get retarded.